part two. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
KC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
I'm Scott.
We doing another one?
Sure.
All right.
What the?
Life's so wild and I can't be saved. Swimmer kids gonna brought me down on my knees. Oh, I beg and plead, singing, oh my, all the things are shit. Cute an apple on my head, and I'm
Yeah. All right. Now I got to run back into the other room. Keep talking, Rick.
Hey, thanks for having me out tonight for a little holiday jam. The decorations look great.
No doubt. Uh-oh.
Here we go. Scott, you there?
Yeah, I think
all
so.
All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John Scott. I'm John.
I'm Scott.
And
whoa.
We just did a jam.
Non-stop, Scott.
Non-stop.
Totally.
Scock.
You scock cuck sucker.
You scock.
Sucker.
So is that safe to say we were screaming live?
Yeah.
On the internet now?
On the internets.
Not until Tuesday.
So we won't be screaming live. We'll just be...
maybe Monday.
Screaming.
Yeah.
On the internet.
Well, give us a call here at 847... what is it? 886-4493?
Yeah, TTN Jizzed.
TTN Jizzed, 847.
Did you guys want to play Shatter Shinola?
886-4493. Yeah, sure.
Yeah? Yeah? Are you ready for that?
Let's get ready to play!
Shatter Shinola!
Anybody available on Skype to join us for Shatter Shinola?
I don't see anybody out there.
All right. It'll be just be Rick and John and of course, play at home.
Special Ed, but he leaves his on all the time. We should
can I
crank,
play against
call
a
him
computer tonight?
Yeah, you can play against a computer. All right.
I've never seen a computer drool before.
And remember to play along at home for Shatter Shinola. Here's the first question tonight. In 1973, U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger shared the Nobel Prize for Peace with Menachem Begin, Prime Minister of Israel. Shatter Shinola.
Yeah, that question again. I'm sorry.
Oh, shit. In 1973, U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger shared the Nobel Peace Prize with Menachem Begin, Prime Minister of Israel. Shit or shinola?
Oh, that's total shit.
John says total shit.
Shinola.
John goes up one zip over Rick.
Yes!
Wait, what does shinola
total
mean again?
Shit. Shinola means...
Rick gets the...
You figure it out.
It's the opposite of shit.
Just got a static shock from this bourbon.
Kissinger
nice
shared the prize that year with Le Duc
Tho,
a founder of the Indo-Chinese Communist Party of the North Vietnamese Delegation spokesperson. That's a mouthful.
That's right.
In 1973, Kissinger and Tho were awarded the prize for negotiating a ceasefire, but Tho declined it, saying his country was still at war. The United States withdrew from Vietnam that year, while Tho and the North Vietnamese fought two more years under the military leadership before South Vietnam finally surrendered.
The queers.
Queers.
The queers.
Next question.
I don't
question
have a soundbite.
Shit or shinola. McDonald's restaurants, Rick, McDonald's restaurants in India do not serve beef. Shit or shinola?
Oh, shinola all the way.
That's shit.
John is up two to zip.
What is shit? Which means what now? Come on.
Last time I played this, it was warm out.
That is total shinola. Though the hamburger is a cornerstone of McDonald's American empire, its Indian restaurants serve only chicken, fish, and veggies. In Hinduism, the main religion in India, cows are considered sacred and not eaten.
I thought they were scared.
Who? The beef?
The scared cows.
Question number three, shit or shinola. Los Angeles is slowly moving south toward Baja, Mexico. Los Angeles is slowly moving
that's
south.
That's a trick question. Geographically
Baja,
or populous?
Mexico. Geographically.
Oh, I would say shit.
Yeah, I'm going to say shit.
Rick is on the board.
Because I don't know what they are. I just going to follow
that is total shit. The San Andreas Fault is a continuous narrow break in the Earth's crust, John, that extends from Northern California southward to San Bernardino. Geologists
call
us moving.
It's like the crust in your underwear.
A right lateral strike slip displacement, meaning that if one stands on either side of the fault, objects on the other side would appear to move right. The west side of the fault is moving northward, drifting as much as 2 inches per year. At that rate, Los Angeles will be a suburb of San Francisco in about 15 million years.
Wait.
Well, then that would
seem to make it.
I thought I had this figured out, and now you do that?
That would seem to make it.
Shinola.
Shinola.
What the?
Slowly moving. Well, you were both right on that. Rick's on the board.
What the fuck?
We'll have to review that on tape. All right. Next question.
These
question number
like they...
four. Common water striders, the mosquito-like bugs that skim the surface of streams and ponds, don't sink because of the hairs on their legs.
Oh, yeah, that's Shinola.
Shinola. John says Shinola. What say you, Rick?
I'm still trying to figure this out.
It's Shania. Shinola. That's supposed to be true. And shit is false.
Oh. Shinola.
Rick is still two behind John. It's impossible for him to win this game. John has all four correct. Yeah.
Give me the rules up front.
Shinola. It is total Shinola. The common water strider, the Garrus rigamagus, is covered with fine hairs called seti, which are difficult to wet. The surface tension is very high between the hair on the strider's legs and the water, and because the body of the insect is so light, it literally walks on water. If the water strider's hair becomes wet due to oil or detergent, the surface tension is broken, and the insect will sink
and die.
Last question, Shitter Shinola. It's out of reach for Rick, but John is trying to break the record for Shitter Shinola, getting all five of them right.
Jeez.
The reason mason jars are referred to as mason jars is that they were originally manufactured at a masonry quarry. Shit or Shinola?
Shinola.
John says Shinola, and Rick says
shit.
Total shit. Rick draws closer to John, but still loses.
Yeah.
Well, it is 4-3. It is total shit.
Mason Ball invented the mason jar.
The common canning jar was invented by John L. Mason in 1858. Mason was a tinsmith and came up with the idea of screwed threads for the lid of glass jars that allowed them to be reclosable and reusable. The mason jar immediately changed lifestyles and diets. Until then, root cellars, pickle barrels, and smokehouses were needed to preserve food through the winter. For the first time,
I thought I said shit.
Vegetables and fruits
vegetables
could be kept for later use. I believe you said Shinola, didn't he?
Did I?
Yes, but you still are the winner of Shitter Shinola, John. 4-3 over Rick.
Excellent.
And I. How did you do playing at home?
How did you do playing at home? Give us a call right here at 847-TTN-JIZZ, 847-886-4493. Give us a call and right now, and we'll put you on the air.
All right, John, you and I both saw Clerks 2.
Clerks 2. Rick, did you see Clerks 2?
I don't go to movies.
You don't. Well, this one came to us.
It did come to us. Actually,
you can take it home if you want.
Yeah, you could, because I right. brought it back.
And I have Clerks 1, too, for you to take home. So
I still
you can,
have Team America that you loaned me. I haven't seen
it. I haven't
yet.
Even watched it. How could you miss watching the most disturbing
because of that warning? That sounds so cryptic, and I mean, my friends won't even come over. They think there's a possibility I might show that.
I don't know. It could be worse than the shit video, seeing two wooden puppets bang each other and one with a big rod. It could be really disturbing. And if you have any kind of fear of puppets,
or
that
splinters.
Would definitely... Yeah. What the hell's all that noise? What are you doing, Scott?
Is it me? Is it's not me.
Who's doing that? I can't see, man. I'm in another room.
You are in another room.
I'm in another room.
Rick still has his jacket on.
He's like, I'm out of here, man. One false word, and that's it.
All right, so, John, you purchased this movie, Clerks 2.
Yeah.
You saw it on DVD, and you loaned it to me, and then I watched it.
Yeah.
And I returned it. But we're ready right. to talk about Clerks 2. Now, before we give our review, I have a couple statements to make about the casting.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about this movie other than it's a sequel to Clerks, which I love. I love the movie Clerks, and it's by Kevin Smith, who's also in the film. He's plays Silent Bob. And in Clerks, the first one, I thought Silent Bob was one of the greatest characters of all time. Since then, he's been bastardized and hoored, and he's become like a really bad mime, in my opinion. So I was expecting this in Clerks 2, and Kevin Smith did not fail to produce
a bad mime.
I did see a good mime. It was in Penn Jillette's movie about the aristocrats. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, but I don't remember the mime.
The mime was out on the street, like, undressing some girl and fucking her from behind.
Oh.
It was okay. The funniest goddamn thing I've ever seen from a mime.
And he was able to portray the fact that he was fucking her from behind.
For me, yes. The aristocrats, the best part of that movie was the mime, in my opinion.
So he was doing the joke, the aristocrats... Miming it,
yes. So it's probably on YouTube, and it's a must-see. So we should check that out between part two and part three. Anyway, getting back to Clerks. Now, the other thing about Clerks is the casting. Let's talk about the casting. Dante's got a girlfriend, right? So let me just catch you up on the story. So Randall and Dante, they were at a Quickie Mart. It
quick
burnt
stop,
down,
quick
whatever.
Stop. You're a real
stop,
big fan.
I'm a big fan. It burns down.
Walt Flanagan.
So now they're working at... a burger place. What's the name of this place?
Woobies or Wooblies.
Woobies.
No, not Woobies.
Woobies. It rhymes with movies. Moobies.
Mooblies.
Moobies.
Moobies. That's it. Moobies.
All right, so they work at this hamburger place now, and they're like in their early 30s. So Dante has got this fiancé.
And I'm fiance.
Thinking, the first time I see the fiance, I'm thinking, okay, who's in charge of who casted Skeletor as the fiance?
I know, man. I was like, what?
Whose cock
fuck?
Did she suck to get in this movie?
Nice.
And then after you see the movie,
who?
You go to IMDb and you find out that it's Kevin Smith's wife.
Oh, nice going.
So that's
dumbass.
How she got the part. Yeah. So Kevin Smith casts his wife as his fiance, and she's got an eating disorder or something. Yeah, something's going on there.
Or she's on the drugs, you know what I'm saying?
But the one thing about that relationship, it was viable. I bought into it. Dante and Emma is her name. Skeletor. I bought into it because it, sure, I could see that. So then Rosario Dawson... is the manager of the Woobies.
Right.
Moobies? Moobies.
Right.
And she is a fine piece of ass, John. Have you ever seen Rosario Dawson, Rick?
I don't think so. I don't know. If I did, I wouldn't know.
Oh, that one scene. The scene where she's teaching Dante on the roof to dance.
Yeah.
Is the highlight of the movie for me.
Boing.
Boing. Kaboing!
Check it out.
Oh, wrong one.
But what I find so hard to believe is this relationship between Rosario Dawson and Dante would never happen.
Right.
I don't know on what fucking planet Clerks 2 was made or what parallel universe it was.
You're so cynical,
but
man.
But it would never,
what's
ever.
What's wrong with you?
Ever happen. Never happen. And the one other thing I want to make a comment is about Randall's head.
Oh, I know.
What happened to Randall's head?
Giant blown up. and the pock marks. I never noticed how many. It looked like his face was on fire and he put it out with an ice pick.
The pock marks don't bother me, but
is
his
this
head.
Is this a real movie critique?
It is a movie critique. His head was like five times the size it was in Clerks. What happened?
I don't know. It blew up.
Now, as far as the actual movie, the review of the movie.
Well, you know, I know. Get to the fucking point already.
Do you have anything to say before we get to the review?
Can I
go
say
ahead.
Something? I don't know what to say now.
Well, I know what to say. Here's the review.
I almost turned it off.
In the first 30 minutes, I almost turned it off as well.
Normally, I mean, I expect a credit. At this point, I walked out. I almost turned it off. I mean, but I'm just too fucking lazy.
I was.
One of the reviewers did walk out. Couldn't find my remote. During the donkey scene.
Yeah.
But once you make it past the first 30 minutes, you're okay. Because the first 30 minutes is just Kevin Smith. Is that his name, Kevin Smith?
Yeah.
Just getting on a soapbox. And
oh, no. You're talking about Dante.
I'm talking about, whoever. It's all Kevin Smith just coming out. He might as well just get a podcast or a webcast and say these things.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
But instead, no, he writes it into a script, and the first 30 minutes is like Kevin Smith mouthing off. And there's no character development.
But didn't you like that porch monkey scene?
And the porch monkey scene was okay. That was all right. I'm going to take porch monkey back. Yeah, with Wanda Sykes.
Funny. Yeah.
She kind of turned it up a little bit.
It was great.
But I got the minute Rosario Dawson came on screen, I was hooked. Yeah. I mean, it could have been the shittiest movie on the planet. And I'm going to watch because Rosario Dawson's in it. But I got past the first 30 minutes, and then it started having some sort of a plot.
Yeah.
And then it rolls around, and of course, Jay and Silent Bob are in it. And Silent
Bob. Well, you know why he made the movie, right? Is to get Jay off of drugs.
Yeah, I guess he made that promise to him. He said, if you get off the drugs, I'll put you in another movie, or I'll put you in Clerks 2. I can't remember.
And they're in rehab on Clerks 2.
Right, they get out of rehab.
They're still selling drugs, but they don't do drugs anymore.
They get out of rehab.
Yeah, but did you cry at the end?
I did not.
I cried.
Yeah, you told me about that, and I'm like, I just can't.
I couldn't identify
exactly where you did. You had to tell me where you cried because it wasn't obvious to me.
When they were in jail, man, and Randall professed his love to Dante. It was so sweet.
Okay.
And then they got the money for the quick stop.
They got the cash from Jay and Silent Bob.
From their drug deals.
But Silent Bob, it ruined it for me with his stupid facial expressions.
Ruined. And his fake hair extensions.
And the one musical scene, that was fine. That didn't bother me at all, you know, because it was like a break from reality.
Yeah.
But all his goddamn facial expressions. And the first one, he didn't give a shit, and that was what is appealing about him. But now in this one, he's like a goddamn mime, and he can't talk, so he's got to express himself through his stupid eyebrows. Made me want to vomit, John.
Big baby.
I am a big baby.
What did you think of him in Dogma?
Silent Bob?
Yeah.
I can't even remember Silent Bob and Dogma.
There was a lot of eyebrows in that.
Yeah, it probably upset me when I saw it.
He couldn't handle it because Chris Rock was in it.
Chris Rock was in it.
As soon as Chris Rock. I'm sitting next to him in the theater, Rick, and Chris Rock shows up out of nowhere naked.
Yeah, he falls out of the sky.
Yeah. Right. And there's his naked ass. It's all I hear next to me. Oh, like I needed to see that.
Please don't tell me.
Oh. So then through the rest of the movie, I had to hear.
Come on, Chris Rock is one of the worst actors of the modern cinema.
I get it the first time you say it, but you got to say it every time he comes on screen.
Every time I do. Yes.
Hey, I'm Chris Rock.
Because it's all about me.
Oh.
I need to get the attention back to me.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's how it is, man.
I'm sorry I brought that up.
If you want to see the worst Chris Rock performance in history, rent Nurse Betty. It is horrible. It's awful. But Rosario Dawson.
Horrible.
If Rosario Dawson wasn't in the movie, I don't know if I would have made it through. I may have turned it off.
Yeah, I almost did, man.
But she's so hot. She's so hot.
Yeah.
When was this movie released?
I don't know.
This year or last year?
In the summer. It was only a couple theaters. It wasn't like a mass release.
Had Rosario Dawson turned down the role of Becky, Kevin Smith's wife, Jennifer Schwalbach Smith, would have played the part.
Jennifer Schwalbach's
Who would they have gotten to play Emma then? Because that's who his wife ended up
right.
playing. And the idea to have Jason Mewes do his Silence of the Lambs dance to Goodbye Horses came straight from Mewes, who apparently does this on a regular basis, to the director.
Or he puts a lipstick on. It's just disturbing.
It is, yeah.
Rick has seen the movie Vulgar with me. We watched Vulgar.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet. With Dante.
Dante. He plays a clown.
Do you have it?
No. I rented it. And I gave it back. I did not keep it. It's very disturbing. It's just the rape scene where he it's fucking raped. And
nose,
he's like,
his nose pressed against the floor.
Yeah.
By a clown?
His clown nose?
Yeah.
He is
no,
a clown.
He is a clown.
And he gets raped by who?
By
some guys that were expecting a stripper.
The fat. Yeah. Three guys. A dad and two sons. And they're like kind of mentally unfit.
Yeah. Was it a mix up or they intentionally hired him?
It was a mix-up. They right. thought they were getting a stripper,
yeah,
and then they were like, oh, okay, no, you're not going anywhere, pal. We're getting what we want. And then he goes home, and his ass is bleeding, and it's just fucked up, man. Yeah, it's a good movie.
All right, so any closing comments on Clerks 2?
No.
They brought it around. They ended it,
yeah.
So there's a possible Clerks 3 in the works.
Right, right.
Because they're back at the Quick Mart.
Quick Stop, you knucklehead.
Quick Stop. yeah.
Did the cat that I've heard so much about, did he make an appearance?
No, he did
no
not.
Return by
the cat from the first one.
And if Rosario Dawson's in Clerks 3,
yeah.
I'm going to the movie theater.
Oh.
To see that.
Nice.
He's cutting a
no
hole in the bottom of
doubt.
His popcorn container
no
for
doubt.
That one.
John, do you want some popcorn? How are we doing on time?
We're at 28, man.
Oh, we got to come to a close then.
We do?
Well, yeah, we cut it to 30 minutes, didn't
right,
we?
Right.
Tetanus.
Yeah, because we're going till like 1 in the morning.
So coming up in part 3, we have John and Scott Theater.
Right.
We have, are we going to have any guests?
Hey, did you see that thing on YouTube, the Who's On First?
No.
You did not see it?
I did not.
Did not.
Who, the Chinese leader?
Yeah.
Who? No, I did not.
Did not.
No.
Oh.
Can I talk about part 3?
Go ahead.
Are you going to play it? Are you going to play?
Yeah, maybe.
All right, so part 3, we got John and Scott Theater. Are we going to have any guests? Is Alfie going to stop by? Is God, Satan going to stop by?
I don't know. I don't think so.
All right.
I like how you spring it up on me, right?
Wait, I'm just asking.
You tell me.
You tell me.
What am I like? They call me
yeah.
and schedule?
Well, Satan does. And Alfie.
I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
Anyway, I don't know if they're coming or not.
All right, then. We'll take it to part 3 with John and Scott Theater. Are we going to play one more live song? Heavy metal?
No, I don't think so.
No? We're done?
We can
Rick,
play.
We done?
Oh, it's up to you. I can do one more if you want before I go.
All right, then. Take it to part 3, and we
all
may
right.
open
Good,
up with another in. Live song.
All right.
Live.
Yeah.
Mr. President, Condoleezza Rice is here to see you.
Good. Send her in.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Oh, Condoleezza, nice to see you. What's happening?
Well, Mr. President, I have the report here about the new leader in China.
Great, Condi. Lay it on me.
Mr. President, who is the new leader of China?
Well, that's what I want to know.
Well, that's what I'm telling you, Mr. President.
Well, that's what I'm asking you, Condi. Who is the new leader of China?
Yes.
I mean the feller's name.
Who?
The guy in China.
Who?
The new leader of China.
Who?
The Chinaman.
Who is leading China, Mr. President?
What are you asking me for?
I'm telling you, who is leading China.
Well, I'm asking you, Condi, who is leading China?
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Will you or will you not tell me the name of the new leader of China?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Arafat is in China. I thought he was in the Middle East.
That's correct, sir.
Then who's in China?
Yes, sir.
Yasser is in China?
No, sir.
Then who is?
Yes, sir.
Yasser?
No, sir.
Connie, you're starting to piss me off now, and it's not because you're black, neither. I need to know the name of the new leader of China, so I want you to get me the Secretary General of the United Nations on the phone.
Coffee, NN?
No, thanks. And Condi, call me George. Stop with that Ebonics crap.
You want coffee?
No.
You don't want coffee?
No, but now you mention it, I could use a glass of milk. And then get me the UN.
Yes, sir.
Not yes, sir. The guy at the United Nations.
Coffee.
Milk! Will you please make that call?
And call who?
Well, who's the guy at the UN?
No, who is the guy in China?
Will you stay out of China?
Yes, sir.
And stay out of the Middle East. Just get me the guy at the UN.
Coffee.
All right, with cream and two sugars. Now get on the phone.
Hello, Rice here.
Rice, good idea. And get a couple of egg rolls, too, Condi. Maybe we should send some to the guy in China and the Middle East. Can you get Chinese food in the Middle East? I don't know.
That was part two. Now stay tuned for
part three. Part three.
Just one last click away.
At Total Talk Nonsense with Sean and Scott.